hey, Joe Casaboni here, and I'm just letting you know that How I Built It is now Streamlined Solopreneur. So if you're seeing new artwork and a new name in your podcast player, that is expected and by design. The new name better reflects the mission and really what has been the mission of this show for the last few years, and I'm really excited about it. All the links in the show notes and howibuilt.it will still work, but the show also has a new home over at streamlined.fm if you want to check it out. Thanks so much for listening. Hello and welcome to How I Built Bits, where every week I give you a cool tool, tip, or trick to help you be a better creator in 6 minutes or less. Clock's ticking, so let's get to it. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you will know that I take my note-taking and idea capture very seriously. And last year, I made the decision that Craft, that is the Craft app for iOS and macOS over at craft.do, would be my one and only notes app. It upfront seemingly did everything. It had a great design. I could do deeply designed, well-designed notes. I could share notes. I could share with my family and add collaborators. And it looked nice and it worked everywhere. But I don't think that's working out for me. I have found myself doing less quick capture and seeking asylum in other places like Drafts, which also really doesn't work for me. And this is mostly because I have three kinds of notes. There are the big planning notes, the place where I can kind of stretch out and put all of my ideas down in one place. I have random thoughts, and I have research notes. Craft has been pretty good for the random thoughts and the research, but I think it's best suited for big planning. And so as I was having this thought, I got an email from the fine folks at Bear, the makers of Bear, whose name escapes me right now. Shiny Frog, of course it is. Shiny Frog, the makers of the Bear Notes app over at bear.app, emailed me and said, hey, you are or were a paying subscriber for some amount of time. The beta 2 is out. Would you like to try it? And I thought, well, this is perfect, right? Bear is a very simple notes app, and I need something more simple. Here's the thing, right? I didn't find myself just opening up Craft and writing a note, because you open up Craft and you are brought to a folder and it's a wall of notes and organization and things like that. And so when you open up Bear or Apple Notes, you're basically opening up to a blank slate, right? This is really important to me. It also has shortcuts integration, which I feel like I definitely need. And the reason I'm not just using Apple Notes, right? I was talking to Chanel Basilio. She'll be on an upcoming episode of the main interview show. And she said she does all of her research in Apple Notes because of the quick capture. And the reason that I don't use Apple Notes, or that I prefer something like Bear, is the markdown support. If Apple Notes gets markdown support, I will probably just straight up switch to them. It's a beautiful app. It works really nicely. I really love markdown. So some of the features of Bear, quick notes. It's pretty well suited for long form writing as well. It's got a wonderful design with lots of different themes. You can encrypt individual notes. You can edit and export. And it's pretty affordable. It's, as I record this, I think their prices are doubling. But if you get in now, it's $1.50 a month or $15 a year, which for an app that lets me capture every idea I have, it's pretty worth it. So I'm back on Bear Notes. I loved Bear back when I was using that as my primary notes app. So I envision Bear Notes working as a scratch pad for most of the time, and then moving these kind of research and project related notes to Craft. Again, they have really good sharing. So like, for example, for my new newsletter podcast workflows, I outlined all of it in Bear, and then I was able to just send that over to a new project in Craft. So I think this is really gonna, work for me. It's got tags, which is like something that's frustratingly missing from Craft. They don't have tags; they have folders, but like folders and tags, I feel serve different purposes. So anyway, I'm really excited. I will link to Bear in the show notes, which you can find over at bits.howibuilt.it. But there you go. I am experimenting with being on Bear Notes again, and I'm pretty excited about it. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the main feed if you want to get every episode, or just this feed if you want just the clips. And until next time, get out there and build something.